10 o'clock. We'll celebrate next year, Joe promised. The next year, we were coming down from an exhausting couple of months that included moving into the farmhouse. Long before the new year hit at midnight, we were in deep sleep in the house on the quiet plain. We had skipped Christmas decorations that year, too. We were simply too tired to unpack them. We'll celebrate next year, Joe promised again. But the next year was the paranoid one, the coming of the big deal year of 2000. We had a lovely tree for the first time in our house, but a New Year's gathering was not an option. Nobody we knew even seemed willing to leave their houses, other than to make a last-minute run to stock up on batteries. There was no way they were driving out to Moscow. We fell into bed early that night, too. At some point in the wee hours of 2000, I woke up to see if we still had electricity. We did. I went back to sleep. Now, for the first time in years, we were going to dress up and go out on New Year's Eve. I was excited. We put Lucy and Kit Kat together for a couple hours one last time that night, or the last time that year, one could say. Then we parked Lucy in her upstairs boudoir before we headed out for the evening. Downtown Jackson, Michigan was full of people bundled up for what was called Eve on the Ave. Families came down for hot chocolate and music and the midnight dropping of a ball down City Hall, one of the tallest buildings in town. The gathering we attended was at the big flat of some friends of ours. They had bought an old brick commercial building from the Victorian era, right smack dab in the middle of town, and they had fixed up the entire top floor as their home. Joe and I spied some out-of-town friends we didn't get to see very often, and we all parked on couches and talked. Paul and Karen were foster care providers for their local Humane Society. They were very interested.